I don't know what's wrong with that one, y'all, but it's on my end. I will make up for it, but until then, listen to this one. Somebody's supposed to be giving me a download of great music anyhow, so I'm going to wait till I... Oh, there Andre is. Y'all hold on 1 second. Let me do this one. And I'll be right with you.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. I got a black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls, lead me by my hand, then the world I know, the hoochie coochie man, but you know I'm here.
I know you a hoochie coochie man, Mr. Andre. Andre's advice to show tonight, y'all, is going to be hosted by Andre and Andre's advice. Bunton Rising Radio has a new superstar. And with that being said, Andre got it.
Well, hello, people, men, women, dogs, cats, armadillos, and rabbits. How you doing today? Today's topic is love. Let's talk about love. Well, the topic detail is about the love tug of war, the war between the sexes, men and women opposing each other. Let's talk about that. Let's also talk about what bonds us together, what seals the deal and keeps us fraternizing with each other, what keeps us uplifting each other, and what keeps us trying the love game over and over. I found a song that I thought was that was relevant to the subject, and I'm gonna give y'all a little taste of it. If you can, if your listening ears can grasp this.
F9.
not coming in real clear on mine, though.
Okay, there's the song. Then I ran across this by Toni Braxton and Babyface, and it just seems so relevant to the to tonight's subject. And the name of it is Sweat, and it's just really, the words are really, really, really relevant to relationships today. And I mean, good ones, bad ones, you know, we make it what it is. In the song, it says, let's not fight. If you want to fight, let's fight it out in the bed. So, you know, I propose to the listeners to look deep inside yourself. Look at the man or the woman in the mirror. And think about how you want to be loved. Think about how much love you are willing to give. And analyze how you do in the love game. Because if it's not fun, then it's not leading to happiness. And if it's a strain, then it may just all be in vain. So, what about relationships? Relationships in degrees from marriage to just shacking up. One night stands and what they call monogamous friendships.
Love with benefits.
Yeah, you know, those people that, I mean, it's mechanical with them, you know. They're comfortable with who they with, but there's no love. I mean, it's a physical swap and mental nourish is never really nourishing the heart. Because, you know, God said in the Bible, he gave us a heart to perceive. When, I'm going to give you an example. When I was, you know, starting out in my relationship, and the trust level was as high, it used to astonish me how my lady, she knew something wasn't right. Now, I mean, we can argue about how sloppy a man is with his dirt, or we can say a man is easy to read. All of these arguments, but a lady really never lets a man know that it's her intuition, that part of her heart that God gives her to tell her her kids are in danger, her man needs her, and her family is in trouble. You know, God give her this so she could be the matriarch of our people. So even though I was, you know, not as honest in the beginning, and, you know, so many men, they play love games, and women too, but, I mean, I'm speaking because I'm a man, and, you know, we get in, we play these love games, and we never really, think about the scope of a woman's intuition. So we create, we ultimately end up creating a frenemy you know, a frenemy. Now, she's not necessarily your enemy, because you can sleep in her bed and she'll cook your food, but it may not be with the love that you want, and she may not do the things in bed that you want, but she tolerates you, but she grit her teeth and she cut her eyes because, you know, what you're giving her is less than what she's giving you. So, I mean, for one guy like myself, and, you know, I won't throw anybody else up under the bus, but, I mean, for a guy like myself, I get out, I learn, teach, you know, and use my knowledge in the realm of love, and I use it now in a good way, because now I greatly depend on honesty. So when a person asks for honesty, it's not as hard today as it used to be, because, you know, when you're a young man, honesty means opening the little black book for her, you know. When you're a 40-year-old man, honesty means showing her the bank account. I mean, not really giving her access to it, but letting her know that she has access, and there ain't, you know, there ain't no secret transactions going on. So the scope of a man's intuition, let's talk about that. I had a friend of mine, let me tell you a story. I had a friend of mine, man, he was, to me, he was like sort of a wimp. I thought he was really wimpy. And his girlfriend, one day, she was cheating on him. And, you know, they play this game. They go back and forth cheating on each other. But, you know, he can't take it. But he loves his baby mama. That's his baby. He will not leave her. But one night, he couldn't find her. And, I mean, she was gone about 2 days. She was really mad. I don't know what he had done. You know, but it's always, this is routine. This is how they do it. And we were sitting around talking, and he was like, man, I wish I knew what she was and woo. And, I mean, I could see he wanted to be sad, but because he had masculine company, he held his tears in, and he didn't let her see him sweat. This joker here, let me tell you, man, this joker got ESP on him. Man, he sat there, we smoked some cigarettes, sipped on a couple of spirits, and then he said, man, let's take a drive, man, let's just drive. And I'd be doggone, if we didn't drive and drive, drove to a motel. He went in the office, came out the office, went to the room, knocked on the room door, and there she was. I said to myself, this dude is got ESP. So, I mean, I could look at it and I could discount it by, oh, pretty luck, coincidence. I could say the same thing about a woman that just looking at her man knowing this dirty dog. But there is a magnetism that's built between the men and the women on earth. And in a verse context, it's also the reverse of a magnet. Whenever you have same polarity, then those two magnets resist each other. They repel each other. So if you have two people participating and acting out in the same way, you never truly have a natural bond, something that really God can put this kind of compassion between a man whore and a prostitute. But you can have a preacher and a first lady, a priest and a nun that can't share a room. They can't get along. Because magnetism is natural. Can't force it. Can't make somebody be for you. And you can't make somebody not be for you. One thing I learned in life, the person that might be for you might not be Miss Miracle. Might not be who's the male model now, the bald head dude, Morris Bujo, you know what I mean? These Hollywood black brothers, they're doing their thing, you know? I mean, your man might not look like that. Your woman might not look like that. But the reality is your woman might be worth five of them. A man might be worth five of them on a bad day. So, to analyze a relationship with no substance would be to say that this here is a natural magnetism built on a need, a physical need, that grow into something else, whatever they nurture. If they nurture sexuality, then that's what their relationship gonna be. Friends with benefits, we work, come home, have sex, go to work. Work, come home, have sex, go to work. And with there is no romance. Which brings me up to the next level. Why so many women choose to shack up and men choose to play house? Because the romance, fantasy, all women want it and all men need it. If a man can't wine and dine, most men fall off. They don't even, all they do is stand there and look at the woman. Because they ain't got half the conversation that it takes to pique her interest or to humor her. And if we know anything about women, you have to be humorous. And you got to be serious. Because if you're too humorous, she gonna think you a goofball, funny, you're a joke, can't take you serious. And if you're too serious, then she gonna be afraid, thinking you might be a tyrant, a womanizer, an abuser. She feel threatened by your masculine power. So you have to find that medium and be humorous and serious. I think they call it assertiveness. And the women, I mean, my advice to you is, like Betty White say, you can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. It's all right to be a little sweet. So you have to find your medium. You have a feminine power that most women I see, they don't even give a, they don't care about the power that they hold. But I tell you, because of the power of women, before society was even constructed by men, we had kingdoms that were ran by females. Sometimes those kingdoms,
they knew the power of their strength.
Yeah. Sometimes those kings were dead, and all that was left was her children. And it took a while before they even, the people would realize that the king had passed on, because the transition from filling the throne was a tricky and a scary process. So, queen, in a lot of our ancient history, molded the direction of our humanity. Because it was wars fought and lost and won under the rules of queens. I say
all
that
over
to
the
say,
world.
Go ahead, Dad.
All over the world.
All over the world. Now, I can bring it home to tell you how these women came from the gutter, stolen from a homeland, raped and beaten, only to be the most creative of all time. In America, you had the most black millionaires ever in history. These black women are the most creative, the most powerful, the most solid creatures on earth. I say that with respects to my mother and my grandmother, rest in peace, because under the pressure 10 times greater than that which makes a coal into a diamond, under all of that pressure, she could stand up and raise her head up and bow her head in humility without even shedding a tear or being vengeful. Now that's love.
It's
that's
called
true
doing
love.
What to do.
That's true love. Because, I mean, I have a problem loving my master. I have a problem loving my master. So, you know, me and my master, we got an agreement that I don't threaten him if he don't threaten me. I know my place. And sometimes I think I know his place until he stepped down here and I kick him in his butt, because I play chess. I don't play checks. And every assault deserves an assault, which is what brought me to this table tonight, because my black women, they need empowerment. They need to know that we out here with our chest out. Not a thing, not the ding-a-ling out. We out here with our chests out. Now, some amongst us are strong, are wise, are better than the other man. Your brother man is who I'm talking about. I say this because we had an era in our generation that they said Generation X. Generation X, Malcolm X taught us that this means no, nothing. No idea, no direction, no nothing. He just said, my name is Malcolm X, meaning Malcolm, I have no last name. Anything you want it to be or nothing. So they named my generation, Generation Nothing. Whatever you want to be, Remember? See, so it's a flim-flam. You can be nothing, or you can be whatever you want to be. Now, I ain't going to change the spots on no leopard. No. And a lot of times, you got to take what you're given and use it to the best of your ability, because people don't realize this, that God, he give knowledge to whom he pleases. My daddy told me the translation in this street language, knowledge is gain. So that means God give gain to who he pleases. And you can use that gain for good or evil. I had a friend of mine, very disrespectful individual. I tolerated it sometime because that's the life I was living. Womanizer, you know, he called himself a pimp. So, you know, that's the thing he did. You know, he did that. Now, here I was like, look at this bumpy face. He had all the character defects that a person could have. I thought. My criticism. But he had females, I mean, beautiful women, young women. I didn't understand. I just didn't understand, you know. I mean, at that time, my daddy, I was idolizing, you know, the pool table. I want to play pool. I want to be cool, you know. Scratch all that. Chasing dresses in. I need to be able to make money all the way around, so the money gonna bring the power, and the power gonna bring queen. Cause money and power make you a king. So I didn't really. I mean, I got a chance to look from a different perspective and see the whole hustle. For men and women, women hustling women, women hustling men hustling men hustling women. I mean, I think I've seen about it all, but it's still coming along. However, I know it ain't nothing new up under the sun. That's what we're saying. I want women to know that, you know, nah. You ain't without guilt.
Some of the we're gonna take a 4 minute identification break.
Okay.
Time we got got a special love. You and I got a special love. You and I got a special love, yeah.
This time we got a good love.
This time we got something special. This time we're gonna do it.
Yeah, is that something what you was talking about, that good love?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, that's what I'm talking about. A good love.
Well, you got it back, Zach.
Okay, back on a positive note. The weather has been great. Mother Earth has seemed to be finding a medium between being freezing and being extremely hot. I contribute that to global warming. Also, you know, we're a long way from having those harsh winters we used to have. But, you know, I truly relate a woman to the earth that we live in today. And in a lot of ways, I have to give reference to the woman. It was once wise man said, a child asked him, he said, who should I give reference to, my mother or my father? And he said, your mother. He said, the child said, and then who? And the wise man said, then your mother. And then the child asked again, and then who? And the wise man said once again, your mother. Then the child asked again, once more, and the wise man said, then your father.
Well, we got that part down, and he should be right back. He's had technical difficulties, but guess what? The reason I'm here, you know, I can't do a lot about that, but I can do something like what he was talking about.
Mommy on the phone. Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look, I ain't never coming home no more. Take it easy.
I left home, baby, to be with my side piece. Ooh, I left home, baby, to be with my side piece.
To be with my friends.
I like it there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, please forgive me for my technical difficulties. You know, they're at work, the forces at work to try to keep me from bringing this news that you can use. School of P, back in the house, ladies and gentlemen. The topic was love. Let's talk about love. The love tug of war that's going on between the sexes. What repels us and what bonds us. But before I go on, let me give a shout out to Dr. Michelle Morgan and her dentistry office. If you don't have a contact information, it is reachable easily. You can find her anywhere. You can Google her. You can go to Yellow Pages. You can call information. She's out in, Duncanville. I'm going to trust my DeSoto, okay? DeSoto. I'm trusting my wife with her, and I've heard so many great things. Just want to give a shout-out to Dr. Michelle Morgan. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll be out there. I'm going to get my teeth whitened and fixed up, and I'm going to tell people all about it. So, Doc, shout-out. Doc, we keep
we have flyers going out tomorrow with Art of Dentistry name and logo on there. That's the name of her clinic. That's just one of them. But that's the one that she built from grind up out in DeSoto.
Okay.
The Art of Dentistry.
Yeah. I'll be out there. I'm going to be out there this next week, and I'm going to get some advertising. I'm going to pick up a bunch of things so that I can patronize her in a good way and get some people to do some business with her on dentistry, because I love to bounce my money around in my community. You know, that's one thing we need as our people, you know, bounce their money around in our community. The Jews money
more than once, I know that.
Yeah, them Jews, their money bounce around 19 times.
Yeah.
So,
you can tell that by the community too.
The black dollar one time. You get paid, and it's gone out your community. So I love my people. That's why I'm bringing this news you can use. Hope that I'm talking in the right way. Whatever I say come from the man above, the Almighty. That's good. Anything I say that's negative or not right, I'm human. I make mistakes, and don't charge me for it. Don't judge me. It's just my critical self and my opinion. But on to the positiveness of this thing. The things that bond us, let's talk about that. You know, many people, they talk about what makes them stay in a relationship, press on, push on, keep it going, put a ring on it, lock it down. These things, you know, what makes us, you know, magnetize each other and lock it in and draw near. What makes us? Some say the kids. I've been guilty of that because kids, you know, they do change the circumstances of a family. They change the dynamics of your living quality. And they make you enjoy things besides bumping and grinding. So, you know, I've been guilty of saying, yeah, kids, they make you hang in there. Some say it's God, you know, their God, their religion, you know, they feel obligated because, you know,
gonna drop again, boy.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moon la la. Yeah, yo. Bitch, better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch, better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I got you, bro.
So, yeah, I mean, I love my people, man. I just want y'all to know this. The love we have for each other, God said what he put together, and no man take asunder. All I want to do is give the people the opportunity to stretch to that person that you invest your time with. Translate to them, communicate to them, make sure that they receive the message that there is a bond that may or may not weather the storm. Let them know, you know, this may not make it through this storm, or baby, I'm dying for whatever, because of our distrust as men and women, especially black men and black women. We inherited distrust because the master used to take our women. And from what I hear, he used to threaten us and tell us men, and she better be good, or he's going to beat him. And afterwards, she would come back to her husband, and Lord knows what's through his mind. Did she enjoy it? Did she try to fight him off? And imagine what's going through her mind. He can't even stop me. He can't do nothing for me. He's my man, but he can't protect me. He don't take care of me because the master take care. It's an illusion that the master take care of her. There is a distrust that's been inherited and passed down to us. That's why I say it's imperative that we translate and communicate. We value that system. That it's a parallel road of messaging so that we can build our relationship and not burn our bridges. Community must mend and make amends while we have been at fault. These women that are strong, hey, we need y'all. It's a movement. It's a movement of sexual revolt. And you know who will end up being the victim? The women and the children. Anytime you have a war, the victims of that war be women and children. So in this sexual revolution that's out here, we can't let it taint what's natural, the natural magnetism between men and women. we can't taint. And we're not just talking about a sexual relationship when I'm talking about just this bond, mothers and sons and fathers, friends and family. You know, let's not play this tug of war with each other. You know, the main topic is this institution of marriage, the institution. This is my addressing topic. The institution of marriage, shacking up, institution of one night stands, or even the institution of having a side piece. Make sure that you communicate very well, because this war that we call love is serious, and it's deeper than the abyss. When God described love in the Bible, He described it like that natural love without bounds. Us men, we know love in many ways, but we don't know love without bounds. We know anger without bounds. We know hate without bounds. We don't know love without bounds. But that's inherited too. Let's, as men, learn to court again. I remember my dad and my grandmama, you speak that language, court her. Yeah. Court is the root word of courtesy. You be courteous. So I learned courtesy. I learned that being a gentleman, be a an electromagnet. And that in and of itself puts all the descriptive words into play when they say, you catch more bees with honey than with boo-boo. Or you catch more bees with honey than with money. You dig? So, I'm going to use my honey to catch my bees. I'm going to let them dummies use their money to catch their bees. They might get a bee. But I'm not collecting them to be a womanizer. My rule of thumb is to always be a gentleman. Be transparent. Be a helpmate, because I know what he put me here for. He put me here to be a maintainer, a protector, a provider. And in that, I strive to be a positive role model, so that when I shine, it's not because of how much money I got in my pocket, but the successes of my endeavors. Because at least then she would know that any creative idea she has will be valued and not just tossed around like a fairy tale. Women's ideas have gotten us along for a long time. So the ideas that they have came up with in the kitchen have made men's life a lot easier and a lot more comfortable. To any man that when a woman loves you, no matter what kind of woman she is, I mean, whatever, what kind of label we put on her, because we hold women at a higher standard than we behave ourselves. Call them whores and bitches and, you know, all those derogatory names that, that we let it roll off the tongue so easy. I learned a long time ago that when you point the fingers, three point back at you. So I have to think about that. I'm like, man, I wonder if she outdoing me. I have to think about that because I'm getting it in. I'm like, man, wait a minute. I'm glad I ain't leaving no bunch of kids around. My dad taught me better than that. I made a mistake. I mean, try my luck. But, you know, those are ladies, women, mothers, aunts, grandmothers, lawyers, doctors, congresswomen, senators, first ladies, queens. So address them as such. That's the true message.
You got loving 5 minutes.
And loving the bond. Not just the woman, but the bond. Call it sacred. Call it priceless. Call it eternal. Whatever it is, he placed it in us to be traveled with and enjoyed throughout all of earth. Let the world know that you love your man, your son, your father, your husband, your nephew, your brother. Let him know. And you're going to stand up for him and demand that he stand up for his. So we love you, black sisters, black brothers. Stand up, because we love you too. All hail the queen and all hail the kings. I'm calling on you, brothers, sisters, to stand up today and love one another. So, with that being said, so Dr. Bill, he's going to come in and he's going to rescue me. I really love sharing because it gives me the time to explore the airwaves and give people opportunity to tap in anytime. So y'all know the number, 646-668-8263. Reach out. This is Bunton Rising Radio. And, hey, if you have any questions, remember, ask Uncle Billy.
Well, I'm back. But I'm just back to give you all the ending of this address and tell you about what's going to be on tomorrow. Tomorrow is, of course, Wednesday night, commentary night for the Ask Uncle Billy show. And Uncle Billy is ready, willing, and able to make your day. Just tell me when, tell me what, tell me how, and I'll be here. With that being said, I'm going to say the party's over for the night, and it's going to be all right. Because tomorrow morning, you all will see some new flyers out there in the southern sector talking about at Rihanna's concert and how to get your playlist sent in to Doc Morgan at BontonRising.com and get your music ready, because if it's not ready, you're going to miss these tickets. And y'all know how high those tickets are. Doc Morgan done went out on the limb to get tickets, everybody, and she's got music already in her storage box, in her mailboxes and everything. So, but she wants you all to send in to the show your own plate that we can begin to give up the gifts, give up the kitty, and God dog me, move on. It's all about sharing and caring. So with that being said, I'm going to say whoop the queen for this 15, and I'm going to holler. I'm going to shout because y'all know what time it is. You might not get all of it, but you're going to get some of it.
Clover. The night.